Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy because I am back from Africa. This is the Mark Unger Show, where we discuss all things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only, Mark Unger.
Get over it.
Joining me, as always, is the charming and delightful Diane Brierley.
Are you avoiding reality?
Yes, she is. And also with us, the incomparable Russ Allen Score. Try to roll my R's. There we go. Shevsky!
Are you nuts?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Engineering the show as always. I think I skipped over Timmy yesterday in my joy to welcome everyone back. Timothy Ray pushing buttons.
Pushing buddies.
Buttons, twisting knobs in the other room. The man cave is almost done. This is like the longest project on earth. You know, I had some neighbors today, he said, "Wow, they still working on that thing down there?" Uh-huh. I think they think it was like this gigantic thing with a bowling alley or something like that. It's barely the size of a closet over here.
It makes you wonder how they pull off a whole house in 7 days on extreme makeover.
I don't know. Obviously, but it's just a room. I got like three closet sizes right here. It's like one large stand-up walk-in closet. And it's still not done. But it looks really cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah. So that's where all the
nicely done
stuff there is being put together and getting ready to start video streaming the program.
Yeah, the cameras are camped out in here and everything. It's getting crowded.
Looks like an Obama press conference.
I was just going to say, we all need the microphones and
so
the podium.
All these cameras and the lights are starting to come in. So we have no firm date yet to which to announce when we'll start video streaming, but it is coming shortly. Anyway, this is the Mark Unger Show. This is the show that we handle all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. Those who are new to the show, this is how it works. You get to stay totally anonymous. Ask anything in the world you want to hear our advice on. In return, we are brutally honest. We are not sensitive in any way, shape, or form to anybody's feelings. If you doubt this, just listen to the show for a while. So when you email us, be prepared for people just going at it. This is not marriage counseling. If you get, "Oh, they don't understand my whole situation." Of course we don't understand your whole situation. It's just an email, people, okay? You send us the email. What do you think about this? We jump in. We'll tell you what we think. And then prayerfully, hopefully you can go on and figure it out from there and maybe do get some marriage counseling or whatever. We hope to be able to point you in the right direction, but it is not, an all-inclusive thing.
Let's begin, shall we? Shall we?
Okay, I have to tell you something. It's Friday, and I'm still waiting since Monday for my birthday present from you two men. My
birthday
was on Monday.
Here's your birthday.
I said happy to you on Facebook.
Here is your present.
You did not.
I did too.
Were you one of those 115 people on my Facebook that I just don't even remember? Did I reply back to you?
Oh, thank you for just go ahead and dissing all of your Facebook fans. I want you all
did I reply back to
in
you?
Radio land to
no,
hear
no,
this.
I'm
Are
not
you one of those
that.
115 that I really don't care about
no.
that I didn't even look
I just,
at?
Did you get lost in that? Because I was reading. I was sitting there almost in tears going, "All of these people love me. They would tell me happy birthday." It was such a great day for me. It was like the best birthday I've ever had.
I was on an airplane.
I know, blah, blah, blah. I told you I wanted a lion or a giraffe taxidermied brought
you get
back.
Jack
that's
Squat.
What I wanted.
You get a kiss.
Thank you.
And that's it.
Anyhow.
And the song.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
This is the big 4th of July weekend coming up, which is what, on Monday, the 4th?
Yes.
All right.
Monday is
so,
the 4th.
So we're going to be having fun, going to be on my boat, suffering for Jesus, on my boat, praising God, on my boat.
Is your boat fixed?
It is, finally.
Okay, I have plots and plans in to come theory, over and in see theory, the fireworks
I need
on your
to go,
boat.
I need to go see if it's actually running.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's kind of a drag because Wisconsin has like 3 weeks of summer.
And they passed.
And I'm still waiting for my boat. But it should be fixed. But we have fun and try not to blow ourselves up as we're running around. And hopefully all of you have a fabulous 4th of July weekend. Da 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 ba 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 da ba da. Anyway. All right.
Okay, here's a real cerebral study that Trojan conducted.
Well, I am a cerebral kind of guy.
Trojan, so you know it's got to be the ultimate in cerebral studies.
These are the people who make condoms.
Yes, they surveyed, I don't know how many people, and showed that Americans thought that the car was the most exciting place to have sex.
Now, see, I have been saying this, because I always talk about rolling around the backseat of the car. Mm-hmm. Was it you, Ross, or somebody told me, nobody does that anymore?
Well, apparently they do.
Everyone's saying...
Apparently they do.
I would think they still did.
Well, that's supposed to be the most exciting place. The second most exciting place
was... It's not
the
back seat and the front seat. Remember? You know? All things are done now while you're driving cars.
Oh, yeah.
Hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Americans pick the car as the most exciting place to have sex.
Mm-hmm. Second most exciting place was someone else's bed.
Or with mom.
In the next room.
In the next room. Handing you condoms. Yeah.
The woods, the beach, and a hot tub rounded out the top
hot
five.
Hot tub?
Yikes. Hot tub.
Sex in a hot tub.
In the woods, on the beach, and in a hot
tub.
We're
back with the woods again.
You get wood ticks in the butts, Wisconsin.
Man, you get all kinds of creatures and mosquitoes biting your rear.
Oh, yeah.
Who in the world gets naked in the woods? Good grief.
Apparently that's... Well, I don't know if people are actually doing this or if they're just saying that's where they think it's very exciting. Or they would like to. I'm not sure. I don't know what the question was.
I can't get past the woods.
Out in a deer stand.
You know, I've been in the woods. I've never thought... Man, this would be a great place to get naked. I don't know, maybe I have. I'm trying to think, have I ever? Because usually, those kind of huts
I've
easily come to
I've seen some
me.
Pretty pristine areas that might make a fine, suitable place to become one with my lover.
I'm just pleading the fifth, shutting up, and let's move on. The survey also found that...
apparently, some people have made... Whoopee in the woods.
I'm pleading the fifth and just
you
sitting here in silence.
You are a woods whoopier,
so. Bigger. I'm just afraid of ticks.
Yeah, afraid.
That's
seriously,
really,
you get the deer ticks.
It's a deer
done
duck
for.
On your butt. That's a drag. Honey, I got this tick on my rear end from one time we were out in the woods there. Can you get it off?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. You can get ticks just walking through your yard in the grass.
Well, yeah, you sure increase your
you're
chances.
You're going to sure increase your chances if you're rolling around buck naked on it.
I guess so. The survey also found the average American.
Now that we all learned too much about Diane,
it was years ago. It was a long, many birthdays ago. many birthdays ago.
Well, they didn't have ticks back when she was having sex. Because they hadn't evolved
they haven't
yet.
Evolved
I will
yet
say
from that,
that was not there wasn't a
primordial
problem.
Ooze.
The whole deer tick and Lyme disease was not a problem way back then. I will tell you that.
Maybe you caused the whole tick problem.
Yeah.
Some tick probably saw you having sex in the woods and was so traumatized that it created a disease and it got to all the other ticks. And now years later, people were having tick diseases because of something you started.
Yep. Like you never did anything goofy when you were 18 or 19 years old.
No, sex in the woods? I was a man of righteousness.
Come on, you were 18 and 19. Come on.
I was married at 18, sweetheart.
Well, that doesn't mean you weren't doing goofy things.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't mean.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I wasn't having sex in the woods, I'll tell you that. Okay.
Because you were married and had a house.
Hallelujah. No, we lived in a tent.
A tent.
Well, so then you might have been in that tent.
Maybe in the woods.
There you are.
No, we weren't in the woods, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, okay.
The average American adult the survey found has sex 120 times a year. That's 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, that's not bad.
That doesn't seem...
120 divided by 52 is 2 to 3 times a week. 2 point something something, so 2 to 3 times a week.
I hate those point something sex experiences. Yeah.
Unfortunately, for a lot of people, I think they're like the 0.5, 7,
they're just
9.
Hanging out. Yeah.
That's a 0.3.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
One person
what
gets
a drag.
Yep. Exactly.
Wow. So the car is still the most exciting place.
I don't know about exciting.
To have sex. Who do they exactly survey for?
If you have like an excursion where you can have room, but if you've got like a little
big old
smart car,
big old van.
So is this married people that are going out to the garage or out to the parking lot? Or is this just because they're people who are, it's premarital, it's extramarital, that it's so exciting? Is that what this is about?
Oh, no.
I'm just asking.
I don't know. Who takes these studies?
Trojan.
I mean, who fills out these studies?
People who use Trojan.
So true.
I'm afraid. But Trojan? Condoms are having sex. You do it in the woods, a stick will break the condom.
I don't know. I'll take my own survey. You two guys go and do it in the car sometime in the next week and let me know if you find that to be terribly exciting.
Rephrase that, please.
Me and him? No way, man.
Not you two together individually.
Rephrase.
With your respective spouses.
And let's not talk about me having sex with my bride and him having sex with his bride, because this is like awkward.
I'm sorry. I forget that. The awkwardness isn't on my radar. I'm sorry.
That's what happens when you have sex in the woods. It goes to your brain.
Well, there
was a totally worthless study. Yeah.
Sure okay, was. It's a Friday. What the heck? It's Friday, 4th of July weekend.
That's right. We're getting ready for the 4th of July.
My birthday.
If you're looking for an exciting thing to do this 4th of July, don't forget to ask your wife if she'd like to have a roll in the woods.
No! The backseat of the car.
How come like the hay mow, like in the hay, it wasn't one of them? The roll in the hay, you
know?
Because
not many people have barns anymore.
That's right, we're past barns.
Past barns,
hardly any barns. So a roll in the hay is no longer...
With global warming, we won't have woods anymore.
That's right.
So life is just dying.
Darn, you have to do it in a bed. How boring. How boring.
What a shame.
Yeesh.
Well, this is the problem, actually. People do...
That's
their premise. They get bored with it because it's all lust driven.
Oh. Yep.
That's the problem when you take sex from a lust standpoint. It's hard to maintain that. How would you actually love somebody and want to connect with that person? What a concept.
I must
say, though, every time my wife and I make love, we suddenly hear this music, which is always awkward for the band members that are playing. But
I can just see the oboe player now. Oh, just the look on their face.
Oh, my gracious. Oh, my gracious.
We used to hear this music whenever we make love. Da, 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 da. And then, of course, the park department started giving us calls and saying, would you please stop during the concerts?
Odd thing is, we could never find anybody to conduct this piece of music, though.
Boys.
I don't want to.
It would be the piccolo player.
This is horrifying. For some reason, this sounds extremely sexual at this moment.
You guys are weird.
I'm trying to envision this, but not, because you know the music.
You're trying to not picture your in-laws having sex to this music.
Or
the
anybody,
soundtrack.
Because normally the music goes along with what's taking place. It's very emotional. Oh, no.
That's what happens when you have sex in the woods.
Oh, here's a...
Ouch!
Have a,
they're applauding, you.
Ouch! Ouch! Stick it easy with the sticks there!
Oh, no.
There's too many mosquitoes surrounding us!
Can we get ready for the final dismount?
All right.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I am scarred.
My wife had beaten the snot out of me. That's a good thing she has to listen to this show.
That's right.
We've totally corrupted ourselves now.
It's you two.
It's because they're having sex in the woods, for heaven's sakes.
Oh, good Lord. Some well, things you like wish you could rewind.
Why don't we do it in the road?
No. yeah, no one said in the road.
Nobody
yeah.
said in the road. Nobody said in a dressing room in a department store.
Beach.
Beach. No, no. Car.
Car.
Woods. Woods. Second, I think.
Car.
I already threw away my...
Nope. It was car, someone else's bed.
Oh, now that's creepy.
I said that.
That is very creepy.
Woods. Creepy.
Beach. Hot tub.
Rounded out the top five. Second was someone else's bed. Then the woods. Three. Beach. Four. Hot tub. Five.
How do you, someone else's bed, so you go over
so
to
you sneak into like your neighbor's house when they left
house
the house
for
open?
A dinner party and we're like,
oh, that's creepy.
That's creepy and weird.
So people are just sick.
That's creepy and weird. Very creepy and weird. Anyway,
despite our foolishness here.
I have a feeling we should rewind the first 15 minutes and start all
no!
over.
Totally. It's totally appropriate for 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. Totally
unproductive.
Yes.
15 minutes.
Inappropriate.
Of the Mark Gunger Show. I will say, however, that most 15 minutes of the Mark Gunger Show is totally unproductive.
Yeah. Inappropriate.
And inappropriate.
And everybody wanted to have you back from South Africa for new shows. Why?
Well, because if they listen to the show, then they'll never invite me back. But this is a very small audience that we have. It's a very, very loyal group of people.
Yes, apparently. They hang in through all of this nonsense.
They love me. They love
me. Yes, they do.
I don't know why.
Shall we take a break?
All right, let's take a break.
Collect yourself.
Collect ourselves after all that. So, as the band plays, taking us to break, continue to listen tomorrow of the Mark Gunger Show as we can show you how to ruin a song that you'll never be able to enjoy ever again. Because every time you hear this song, you will now be traumatized by visions of people having sex in the woods. We'll be back right after this.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Gunger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We got a box for you. We got a box for the kids. We got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
My sport is football, but my passion is education. My name is Nnamdi Asamoah, and this is how I live United. I see too many kids miss out on moving up. Kids who could go on to college, but just need that extra little push. So every year, I take promising high school students on a college tour. We check out the dorms, the library, meet some professors, find out where the best late night grub stops are. It shows them that there's a whole world beyond their own. But what's even better is that most of these kids decide college is for them. I'm Nnamdi Asamoah. I show kids that a higher education means a brighter future. So when it comes to living United, I don't just wear the shirt, I live it. Join me.
It takes all of us working together to make a difference. Find out how you can live United for Education. Give, advocate, volunteer. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
'Cause only you can save me now. This misery. I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
Heaven is about 6 inches away. That's the difference between your head and your heart, depending on where. That's more than 6 inches. That's about a foot.
A foot.
A foot away. I don't know why I thought of that. I just thought of that.
Why is heaven 6 inches away?
The difference between your head and your heart.
That's heaven?
No, if I can get Christ in your heart. If you're trying to think it through your head. So that's about,
okay, I wasn't tracking.
That's
thank
more like
you.
A foot. I don't know, what do I know? I'm making this up.
I don't know. After that first segment, I feel like
you're
I need to
you're listening to the Mark Gunger Show as we we're destroying.
So the most patriotic.
John Philip
July
Sousa's
1st,
music.
Yes. The last day Gunger had a show. July 1st, 2011. Did you hear that one? Because it was his last show.
Oh, man.
I went down the toilet after that.
Oh, man. That's seriously funny. Unless you're a John Sousa Phillips fan.
John Philip Sousa, yeah.
Philip
yeah.
Sousa, whatever his name is.
You've just desecrated.
Philip Sousa, John.
Desecrated his music.
We sure did. Man.
All right.
Okay.
What you got?
This email says, my stupid question is, should I leave my non-Christian boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay, the long story of it
is. I don't
is,
want the no, long listen, story.
Listen.
No,
and
I
she
don't
says,
want to do
please
it.
Help. And don't hit me too hard with the sarcasm. I'm in tears here, so be nice.
All right, I'll be as serious as I can right now.
No.
All right.
Stop, Ross. She says, try to keep it together here now, boys.
She's in tears?
So she says, right I know, but for different reasons now. Different reasons. Maybe I should save this for another day when you're behaving yourself. My boyfriend perfect. And I have been living together for the past 3 years.
Oh, come on, girl.
I've always thought that it would lead to marriage. He is non-Christian, and I have recently rededicated my life to the Lord. I have been attempting to right all of the wrongs in my life and live according to God's word. When I expressed my desire to get married and not live in sin anymore, my boyfriend said that he has no desire to get married and is angry because he feels that he has given me everything that he was supposed to.
Dump his butt.
Yes.
Dump his butt.
And that she should be grateful and
appreciate
it.
Is she new to the show? Is she new to the show?
Yeah. I don't know how new she is to the show.
Sweetheart, you just very kindly and gently look at him and say, oh yeah! And I don't mean on my rosy red lips. Everybody here dance!
And me and you,
me and you,
we're through.
And there's only one thing left for you to do.
That's right, then sing this to
you
him.
Just come on over here one last time. Hook her up and close your eyes. And kiss this a goodbye. And kiss this,
oh yeah,
goodbye.
See ya. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah.
Just say goodbye. Move on. You do not need this man in your life.
Yeah, yeah, he sounds like a piece of work. There's some other thing.
If you're rewriting your wrongs, start with this one.
He does not sound like a very good man for you, honey.
Sweetheart, come on. What are you doing? What is it with these girls? Why do they make such bad decisions? Oh, I can change him. I know. No.
Well, they're living together and having sex, and that's...
And sex will make you stupid.
Yep.
Especially if you have sex in the woods.
She just, no. Maybe they didn't.
Well, they might have.
Oh, my gosh. There's gonna
maybe
be
she's got tick bites on her, and that's why she's lost her mind.
You're so weird. She wants to know, how can we stay together if we don't believe the same things?
You can't.
You can't.
That's why
you can't.
You move on.
Yes.
Just move on.
He says he was married and divorced and says he doesn't want to be married, but maybe I should wait a bit and see what happens in
the
future.
No, please don't wait for him.
No. I say he sounds like a piece of work.
So she's with a guy who says he doesn't want to get married.
Right.
But yeah, she wants to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Then why are you with the guy?
Because she thought that he would eventually
come on,
marry her.
Girls, you can't possibly be this dumb.
She said, I always believed that he would want to marry me later on.
Dumb. And besides, you say you're a person of faith. Do you want to marry someone who's not a person of faith?
No.
When life really goes crazy, what are you going to do? If the doctor tells you you have breast cancer, are you going to want somebody who can pray with you and trust God and hold in faith? Or some guy who just goes, oh, that's too bad. Guess you're going to lose a boob. I mean, come on.
You don't want that.
You don't want that. You want somebody you can build a life with. Dump this man's butt. Immediately.
Yes.
As soon as he goes to work, you get all your stuff and get the heck out of there. And never see the guy again.
Never.
You're done.
Be done with him.
Done.
I hope she has the strength and the fortitude to be able to do this.
Well, she said she's always depended on him the entire relationship, never had a full-time job before. He gave her the house, the car, everything she needed, and has worked in...
Well, at least you got money out of it, so you're not just a cheap whore.
She's finishing
school.
At least
you're getting paid for it.
So she'll have a job now. She's finishing to be a teacher, so in 2 months she'll be out and able to teach, and she can stand on her own 2 feet.
No, come on. She's an educated woman. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. First of all, have you ever read the Screwtape Letter?
I was just going to say, she's educated, not in
So does she know what Screwtape Letters are? Because if she knows what Screwtape Letters are, I would have a greater sense of respect for this girl. You should email her.
This is the how many ways can we bash Diane Brierley?
And Ross. It wasn't just you, you know, sister.
I know, but I'm the educated one.
Listen here, sister. You're just not the only one over there.
He's looking at me. And he's making reference to my lack of education when I'm the one sitting here with a college degree.
And I'm really dumb.
Why did I miss you? Why did I want you to come back from South Africa? Oh, yeah, that's right. So you could give me the business. Oh, yeah, that's right. What was I thinking?
It's that marijuana.
Do you know that song? That would be a good song for you to get in your little repertoire there.
What, marijuana?
No, what was I thinking? Do you know that song? I think it's John Barry. What was I thinking?
Oh, yeah. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? That is a good song.
That would be a good song.
I think I do have that song somewhere in
here. You might have that somewhere. Sure. You need to dump him, darling. You need to tell her the part that you always say about following Jesus and no matter who it separates you from, or tell her that part, that thing that you always say.
Go ahead.
I don't know. What is it that you always say?
Yeah, what? Please,
you
tell
follow,
us.
Let me think. You follow, choose to follow
God. You need to
God,
serve Jesus.
No matter
who it separates you from
or who it associates it with and what it costs you.
No matter what it costs you.
You cry some tears over this man, but you need to move on.
It's not about this guy. It's about you and your walk with God.
Right.
You're not, as a Christian woman, you've given your life to Christ, you have got to stop screwing this guy and any other guy for that matter until you marry them first, dear.
Yep.
So this behavior has to stop in your life.
Sometimes the right things to do cost us dearly and they're hurtful.
Wait, there it is.
I knew you'd find it.
Yeah, I wasn't listening to you. I was just looking to find the song.
Shocker.
You know the song, Ross?
Nope.
He shakes his head yes.
The answer
says
no. You heard this, right?
I might have.
Oh, it's a great song, man. Listen.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer.
What was I thinking?
All right, we got to play this after the break, okay?
Because you're coming up on your break.
We're coming on the break. All right. We got to listen to the rest of the song. It's a cool song. You haven't heard the song?
I might have. I just need to get into it a little bit more.
I like the song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Is it John Barry?
Dierks Bentley.
Dierks Bentley, okay.
It's close.
But there is another... See, that's... There is a John Barry song that I was thinking of. This isn't the
one
I was
thinking of. We love you, Diane.
No, you don't.
We do love
you. You might as well just go back to South Africa and leave me alone.
We love you. Our life has no meaning until we see you every week. And then it all starts to make sense.
Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this 4-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, dating, and relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, dating, and relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today.
The whole color thing's never made sense to me.
Nothing makes sense to me.
Nope.
What do I know?
Who gives all right, Jimmy. If you're red, yellow,
fade that one out, man, because we gotta go back to the song. We're gonna back the song up.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, it's a cool song. Damn. It's just that country music thing. Country rock. Bam, down, 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 and down. This is Dierks Bentley. Wondering himself, what was I thinking? He got himself in a mess. It's a funny song. Listen to the words.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking?
Oh, yeah.
She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive. He peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking?
He shoots at him.
Oh,
his own daughter.
I knew there'd be hell to pay. But that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going with a night.
What was I thinking? That's what happens, boys. Get yourself in all kinds of trouble.
What was I thinking?
I know what I was feeling. That's why you don't live by your feelings.
Make you dumb.
What was I thinking? Listen to this.
By the county line, the cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in 4 wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking?
This is Ross's first date with my daughter. I'm gonna kill him.
Faster, took the dirt road, had the radio blasting, hit the honky tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going with a night.
Come on!
But what was I thinking?
Alright, got a big middle break here. Doo-doo-doo, boop-a-bow. Yeah! Come on, I not love country music. Blesses my soul.
We're gonna convert you, Ross.
Come on, babe, let's say these words.
When a mountain of a man with a born-to-kill tattoo tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking?
Bo Duke, like Bo Duke.
I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking?
Oh, what was I thinking?
That you gave a come and get me grin.
And like a bullet, we were gone again. And I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going with a night might be. I know what I was feeling.
Yeah, I know.
What was I thinking?
That's what my wife said when she married me. Got up the next morning, took one look at me. Said, wow.
That's what I say every day when I come and sit in this room. What was I thinking?
What was I thinking?
What was I thinking?
I'll marry this moron and I'll stick with him for the rest of my life.
That is a great song.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That is a very, very funny song. All right. Now that we've... sold at least 2 copies of Dierks Bentley's song. I'm sure he loves us now more than ever.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
What you got?
This email says, I have been married for 18 difficult years. We married in our...
Signed, Debbie Gunger.
Mid to late 20s. No, that's not you. My husband and I both had previous sexual relationships. He's a recovering alcoholic, a year and a half sober. I grew up with sexual abuse, and we do not agree on spiritual or moral issues. He is more worldly than I am, and he does not attend church. That's all that to say, I so desperately want my boys, ages 10 and 15, to do it right. Mm-hmm. My oldest has seen your teen dating and relating DVD, and I encourage him in early marriage. But the world and even close family members are difficult to compete with. Would you recommend your show, the radio show, mm-hmm. for mature teens? I want to cover my bases and make sure they get the true facts of life before it's too late for them. And I wonder if listening to
Normally we would. But clearly this show has
particular episode.
Totally corrupted itself, starting with the having sex in the woods.
And of course, was your fault, Ann, because it was your study you brought to the table.
That's right. And and we didn't want to ruin the John Philip Sousa song, but you forced us into it.
I held a gun to your head and made you go off the rail in the reservation with the show. That's it. That's me. That's what I do.
Oh, and now just wait a minute. I know that we're a bit edgy on this show, certainly compared to normal religious broadcasting.
Right, we are.
You know, they can't say anything. Okay. I don't think we're immoral. Good Lord, we wouldn't do it. Okay?
I don't think so.
Now, young people today... Do you know what they're hearing?
They see and hear by far worse.
This is still PG.
I mean, it is.
That's
PG.
Why I don't. Yes. I have people come up to parents all the time. Come up to me and say, "Can my kids listen to your DVDs?" I'm thinking, "What do you think I say?"
You said
DVD?
Masturbation.
Oh, but come on!
You said wiener.
Yeah. They're looking at porn. They're looking. Yeah. They're surrounded by guys.
Just turn on the commercials and the ads. Don't even sit and watch a whole show. And your kids are seeing and hearing far worse than they'll ever.
Do they watch music videos? I mean,
right? Exactly.
Do your kids see anyone now? If your kid's living in a basement,
in a bubble,
locked away in a bubble, and has not even ever heard the word wiener, then yes, I might freak them out. But assuming that they're like,
what is that?
What is that thing?
What is
that
wiener?
What's a wiener?
What is that?
What is a wiener? Yeah. Now, assuming that you have a child in a normal world, that you're trying to, I get it. We're all trying to keep our kids away from this stuff. And we should. You should stay vigilant. But even still, unless you are locked in a basement, how could you get the idea that this program is inappropriate for a teenager?
Well, I have friends who are very conservative that say that they like to listen to it, but they listen to it when their teenagers, who are the same age as my kids, are not there.
Really?
Yes. And I'm like, I understand that because I know them very well, and I know how ultra-conservative they are.
Are they concerned about the dysfunction that they're hearing in all these other individuals' lives?
No, I think
because we goof it around and we say things like wiener.
And having sex in the woods.
When you say blowjob...
Yeah, well, it's oral sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
But those kids, then they never expose them to anything.
Right. They're very sheltered on exposed to all the time. So it's not like they're watching everything on TV they can't listen to it.
Look, it's perfectly appropriate. That's why every parent makes their own call.
Be the filter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to be the filter. Yeah. If you think this show is inappropriate.
Then don't ask us.
But if you're letting them watch it on TV and you won't let them listen to this.
And why are you listening to this show if it's inappropriate? How dare you?
No. It's not inappropriate. My kids have listened to it. Well, how long have we been doing the show? 3 years? 2 years? Total?
I think you've been doing the show for a year.
No, you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. 2 years, 3 years?
Two and a half years.
Two and a half
I think
years,
it's two and a half years.
But in the 6 months that you've been doing it, it feels more like 6 years.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for...
An uneducated individual.
Well, at least you called me an individual instead of something worse.
Oh, I know, right?
Good heavens. I'm telling you, people
now,
in the chat.
See, that's probably why she doesn't want
her
kids to listen to this, because they're going to be traumatized because we're traumatizing you.
Yeah. No.
I think they're going to grow up.
I mean, my kids have listened to it. That means that my son was 11 when he started listening to the show.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I guess, look, what Ross said is dead on right. You're supposed to be the filter for your kid. If you filter appropriately for your kids not to hear or anything like that, then if you think this is over the top for them, then don't listen. Don't let them listen to it. It's pretty clear. Okay. But at the end of the day, what are we saying? At the end of the day, our argument is for righteousness.
Right.
We do it very absurdly.
In a funny, goofy,
off-the-wall way. Funny, goofy, and at times over-the-line way. Certainly in terms of typical religious broadcasters.
But nowhere in, I mean, you can't possibly listen to the show and come away with a sense that these people are for immorality. There's
no
way.
There's no way, yeah.
We're so anti-immorality.
We are so passionate about righteousness, about serving God, about doing life. We don't have a problem talking about sex. That's the thing. For some reason,
oh my God, you said something about vagina. He said a vagina. Oh my goodness, he's had a vagina. You know, and then if you think talking a body part is going to corrupt your kid, okay, you can filter that out.
But even still, at the end of the day, even though we'll say vagina, what we're saying is keep your vagina to yourself.
And if you play the John Philip Sousa's march and
yes,
well, all sorts of innuendos about it, that's okay.
But that is in the context of marriage.
Yes. You were talking about you having sex with your wife. That's absolutely right. You were.
Not again.
Yes, we were. Of course, we, you know, don't typically have it.
Okay.
In the woods!
I can't tell. Is that an ash? No, that's a hard maple. No, that's a silver maple.
Look at that little creature over there. It's a little hard to concentrate when you're counting the bugs going by. While you're trying to do the wild thing, to the John Wilkes
to
the man.
Apple.
But at the end of the day, we're talking about, you know, to us it's funny because we celebrate this stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
It's doing it right, doing life right. The beautiful thing about marriage is you can be sexual and you can have great sex, and God loves sex, and it's all fabulous. It was his idea.
Amen.
But while anybody can point and say we're this, that, or the other because we break all the rules of whatever religious broadcasters are supposed to follow, I don't know who made up these rules. And the Bible is explicitly sexual. I don't get it. I really don't get it either. You can say whatever you want because we say poop or we say wiener or whatever you think that somehow is cursing, which I think is bizarre. Even still, if you disapprove of all that, there's no way, unless you are dead in your head. Some people are dead in their head. They're dead.
They are.
There's no way you can walk away and say that, boy, these people are advocating doing life wrong.
No.
That's right.
There is no way. We are passionate. We are intense.
Yes, we are.
We are against virtually any form of immorality you can possibly throw at us. So at the end of the day, I would think these shows would be great for your teenagers. Why? Because at the end of the day, first of all, we're laughing, we're having fun, and saying it's okay to talk about these things. But no, you do it right.
Right.
So
I think the teenagers would get a hoot and get a kick out of it.
It would rip their gizzards.
They would rip their gizzards right out.
Come on. Y'all two, you're making me crazy.
And your kids need to learn that it's great to have great sex, doing it the right way.
Ross shaved his head again. He's the weirdest character. He'll just take
his hair. It's no hair.
He'll shave off every bit of his hair.
Yeah.
I will.
I know.
I do it while I still can.
Well, you still have some to shave.
I think I was just slammed.
No. We were just having this conversation last night at our house that very few white men look good bald. But I will say that you are one that can pull it off, Ross.
I'm just letting out my inner black man.
But because typically there are a lot of black dudes that can look really good with a bald head.
They have awesome noggins.
Yeah,
and not
great
too many white guys.
The black noggin is the perfect noggin.
But you pull off the ball quite nicely, well, I will say.
Blacks have fabulous noggins. Puerto Ricans have fabulous butts, though. I must admit.
I am in full agreement.
Oh, there's so many things I wanted to say, but
the J-Lo's.
Behave yourselves.
We're
the
not J-Lo's. Crossing out of that appropriate line.
Look at J-Lo. This is. We're saying it. Do it right, though.
Yes, do it right.
Do it right.
Thank you for the compliment.
Please.
This part is
can we stop with the John Phillips
La 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 singing? Why are you doing the wild thing in the woods?
The fireworks went off.
Yeah. Look at that bird singing over there. Come on, woman, focus. Oh, man. That is funny.
Oh, my gracious.
So, anyway.
Did you ever play that song in band, by the way?
When yes.
You... It's a great.
Never with that thought in my mind.
No, no, no. We did play that in high school. That was a great song.
I wouldn't have been able to make it through.
Very fun song to play. I'll never think of it the same again.
I don't think our band was good enough to play that song.
Ooh, yes, we were.
Ours was.
No, ours wasn't.
Bryce, what did you play?
I played trumpet.
What, did you?
Yes, I did.
What'd you play, Gunger?
Saxophone.
You did. I played trumpet and I played French horn.
At the same time. That's the amazing part. Yeah. Very few people could do that.
No.
You know, Debbie played French horn.
I know.
Oh, well, you know that.
Because you've told me that before.
When I've
told
you
that I know, I've told
you. So you're a French horn person hasn't connected with another French horn person.
I'm very connected to your wife.
Not on a French horn level, you're not.
Well, you want us to sit down and have a little sonata together?
I think you should have a French horn conversation.
I thought French horn players were very snobby.
Snobby?
I did.
They are. Look at her.
Yes, I'm so snobby.
Opening
I'm so
up
high
so many more realities in my head about you.
She's not just falutin.
I'm
she's
highfalutin. Oh, that makes sense, Ross.
What exactly is falutin?
No, it makes sense because I'm a French horn player. Now, everything you know about me that you've never been able to place, suddenly
all
the other shoe has dropped.
The French horn.
All because I played French horn. Yes.
Debbie was like a serious French horn player.
The most refined instrument of them all, of all brass instruments, was always the French horn.
It's a really cool sound, though. It is a really cool sound.
It is a great sound.
You think so?
Oh, I think so.
We've had this conversation because I played French horn in the concert band, but I was a majorette and a baton twirler in the marching band. Yes, we've had this conversation. We've had this conversation
before.
Oh,
I know. Debbie was also a twirler.
A twirler.
Did you talk to her about that?
No.
So you have not connected on a French horn level
or on a twirling level.
She's a snob.
She is a snob. They're both. They won't even talk to each other because they're snobs.
We have this whole extra perceptive communication.
I want to picture Diane twirling and marching. I can see it. Her and Debbie Gunger. They're just flipping.
Yep. That's a twirler.
Pretty cool.
I was a twirler.
Twirlers.
Okay.
Lord.
Wait, why is the crowd clapping there?
I have no idea.
It's the piccolo player.
Oh, the piccolo. Oh, so the piccolo player gets all the credit.
Well, because it was a solo. It was a little solo piece there for the piccolo.
It's not like they're jamming.
No, but haven't you ever been to like a band concert where when someone plays a little section out, they clap? That happens all the time.
Okay, I guess.
It's like if you go to an orchestra and the violin.
Kind of unfair to the French horn players that they're not getting clapped.
But they're not playing something.
Sure, you get a little piccolo out and suddenly everybody's like, yay for the piccolo! That's just not right.
You uncultured
It's just not right.
Don't you know what the etiquette is when you go to concerts?
No.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. You probably clap between the movements too, don't you? You know how you're not supposed to clap between the movements?
Yeah, it's when you clap, when you don't clap.
Yeah, you don't know that either.
And then you get guys
from
Green Bay like me. I don't know anything.
Do you know which fork to use when you go to eat?
No, I don't get that either.
Which water glass?
That's why I start using my hands. Why use a fork?
You just eat with your fingers.
You know, actually, in South Africa, everybody eats with a knife and a fork.
That's because it's the proper British way.
Oh, very British. Jeff? Nobody ever touches their food. And everything's with a knife. They can be eating eggs and a knife. There's a knife. Watch Lynn when she eats.
Have you not noticed when you eat with my husband?
Does he do the same thing?
Oh, my gosh. He considers everybody else that sits around our table uncivilized.
Oh, yeah.
Completely uncivilized.
Well, I'm thinking Americans got to look like animals compared to these people.
Yes.
Actually, Americans are animals compared to these people. We are animals.
Yes.
But I think I'm just grossing these people out because I didn't even think about it.
Oh, that's a real thing.
Grabbing stuff and just throwing
it. Shovel it in.
They're probably going, you know, they're just grossed
out. Ask my husband next time. It's quite repulsive to him.
We are uncivilized. Yeah.
So this is why he doesn't want to hang out with you guys.
That's why he doesn't want to go on the 4th of July.
Not because Gunger eats with his fingers.
He wants to come. He won't come on the 4th of July. I'll tell you what. You tell him to come and I'll take my bratwurst and I will grill it and eat it with a knife and a proper fork.
Okay. I'll tell him that.
No, I won't.
I have to tell you, I did cook bratwurst the proper Gunger way.
It is better.
While he was away. And I hate to concede this, but it's honest to God true.
It's better. I'm telling you, dude. You don't boil a bratwurst. People in Wisconsin ruin bratwurst by taking them and boiling them.
It pains me, and it's
boiled
agony.
Boiled pork.
To admit this, but he's right.
And then
right.
Grill it.
He's right.
I'm always right.
I've done it both ways.
Simply brilliant.
And I'm a connoisseur of both, especially when they are just seriously saturated and full of beer and onions.
It was straight from scratch, raw meat on the grill, the Gunger way.
That's the way God
no
created
boiling.
It.
He created the brat.
It was better.
I think it was on the third day.
On the third day.
He took out a little extra meat when he knocked at him out. Gotta try something out here.
He's making things and he's thousands of
things. Can you make brats on your
boat? Makes a little sausage. What?
Can you make brats on your boat? Do you have a grill? Can you make brats?
Actually, we do, I think. I don't know.
Well, apparently you
No, we do have a little grill. I'm just afraid because there's like 18 million gallons of gas on this day, right?
In a brat.
Doesn't it swing off the rear
end? And then there's a grill. Yeah. But you just... I hate to put fire that close to that much gasoline.
Isn't it electric?
What?
Your grill.
The most electric, but we you know, you run out of extension cord, you can only go so far.
No, but the grill
it's
isn't
not an electric grill.
No, it's a
grill.
Propane.
Oh, well, yeah, that's.
I'm with you. Lots of gallons of gas plus a propane grill.
And Mark Gunger.
And
that's
Mark
the scary part.
You know what happened
because you
the
put Mark Gunger into the deal. Yeah.
Instant flame.
Now,
here's the man who burned a hot tub.
That's right.
Full of water. The thing is full of a gazillion gallons of water, and I burned it down.
Yes.
How do you do that?
You don't need a boat that needs to be dry, all of a sudden become very wet.
Yeah, Gunger plus a boat, plus and 1,000 gallons of gas, plus fire. No, let's not go there. Let's cook the brats at home.
Yeah. or we pull up to the thing and then we make brats
on the shore.
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds like a much better idea.
I need a different boat.
Oh my gracious.
You need a bigger boat. That one that you looked at last year before this?
I want one with
a
generator on it.
So that you can go out.
Do you remember that one that you took us, that we looked at? It was a bigger cabin cruise that was off on the...
Side where you were $18 gazillion,
maybe something like that. But it was huge. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You just want to be able to go out and do the show.
Actually, if I could just get it so I don't have to pay any of you people, I could have a bigger boat.
You could.
Is it? If all my employees would work for free, do you realize how selfish you people are?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Because then I could have
so
a boat.
So selfish. Because you could have the boat you wanted if we just weren't so puking selfish. What's the matter with us, Ross?
And if you paid us more, we could have a boat.
If you paid me more, I'll buy the big boat, and then you can come and ride on my boat. How's that?
Oh, okay.
Pay me more, I'll buy the boat, you come hang out with me.
That's what we'll do.
There. How's that?
We blew through our commercial.
Yes,
who cares?
We did.
What do we care? It's the 4th of July weekend.
Since
we're
going
to do whatever we want.
It's already a crazy show.
All the people who listen around the world probably have no idea what we're talking about.
4th of July.
This is our day of independence.
That's why my husband won't come over, because he doesn't celebrate the 4th of
July. That's because he's a Brit.
That's right.
He's still ticked off because
he's still ticked.
He's still here. Yeah. He's irritated. That's why.
He was so mad one year because the post office was closed on the 4th of July.
Are you kidding me?
He went there. This was before I knew him.
Definitely British.
Before I knew him. But he has told me the story about how he went out and it was closed and he just couldn't I mean, he's very British. One of the largest arguments outside of marital stuff that we've ever gotten into was over the movie The Patriot.
We love you, Adrian.
Seriously, we
watched
The Patriot.
Because it makes the Brits look like animals. Oh, yeah,
oh, my gosh. That was
I knew
fireworks.
That would take off the Brits because I don't think they were quite animalistic like that. But
savages.
Yeah.
Quite angry. Anyway, very funny, just because we're already derailed anyway, we'll go with this email. She says, can you please tell me where you found the chicken sound that Mark uses?
He's sitting right next to us.
She says, I've looked for the phone apps and Googled chicken sounds, but I'm not finding the one that Mark uses, is the best.
No way.
You know, and I wrote back and I told her, that's him.
That's not a sound effect.
That's Mark making that sound that was captured.
Wow.
This is me.
That's you.
That's not
making the chicken sound. That's
not
a chicken.
Been around many real
that's
chickens.
Not, that's not a recording
that's
of a
you.
Chicken. That is not a professional chicken. What do you call it?
Impersonation.
Impersonator.
There you go.
I'm not a professional chicken impersonator. Mm-hmm. This is just me on the radio show one day talking about people who keep talking and never shut up. And I went like this.
Yep.
And we just
captured it. Speaking of impersonations, here I go on a rabbit trail. You've been gone to South Africa. You have not seen all of these weeks of America's Got Talent. You've got to get caught up. I surely hope you've
devoted them. I wasn't taping any. Oh, there's some good ones on there, huh?
It's too bad. There's some really cool things anyway.
That really did derail the whole show. Now I think it's one of the worst that we've ever done.
But now this question, she's asking her real question, real question.
Okay, it is.
Of Mark, but I truly think it's more of a Ross question.
Ooh,
so
a
I'm
Ross
gonna
question.
He can weigh in, but I really think this is your question, Ross. She wants to know, does Mark think that real men wear pink? I say that only real men could wear pink because they're so strong and confident they don't care what others think of their choice of attire. Sounded like a Ross question to me.
All right, go ahead, Ross. I'll play the proper Ross music.
Please do.
In the background.
I think that the whole color issue and what is masculine or feminine is a bunch of hooey anyways. I think a guy should be able to wear whatever stinking color he wants. I do like the color pink.
And you
I
wear
wear
pink.
It quite well.
You wear it.
And I think this idea that it's a highly feminized color is just... It's garbage.
I mean, on the other hand, I have never seen my boss wear pink.
Well, yeah, because for some odd reason, we...
Hey, I got the coolest shirt.
Manda.
Yeah, you're going to hell for it.
But would not go... Is pink, is it just a feminine color?
No, I got one that's very girly.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, but it looks so cool.
But it's got, is it pink?
It might have pink flowers on it. It's got pink and blue flowers and stuff all embroidered on the front. And I wondered if I'm too, if I would feel too gay to wear it.
That I probably would not do.
Pink flowers?
Yeah, I'm not big into floral patterns.
But it's a cool.
But you're Puerto Rican, so
well, it's
you
an African
can
shirt.
Pull off things that other people cannot.
Yeah, it's a cool looking shirt. But I did get some 100% pure silk hand painted Nelson Mandela shirts.
Okay, this was the question you never answered when you were texting me this.
Yeah,
did he actually make these?
Oh, he didn't.
Or does he get the
them.
Money for them? Well, no, why are they Nelson Mandela shirts?
Because he probably had them made for him.
Yeah, it's
well,
his.
Well, it's a replica of the shirts that he.
Yeah, she designs these shirts for him.
Okay, right. So it's his designer.
Madiba, that's what they call him over there.
It's Mandela's designer.
Mandela's designer has her own line, and they're called presidential shirts. And they are the shirts she designed for him. And
they're just mass produced.
Well, no, it's still not even mass produced. In fact, I stopped by one of those. They only have like two stores, and the second store didn't even have any of them. Yeah, but they're really expensive. They're really, I won't say how much.
Hence the reason you're going to hell.
Yep. And you, and you're.
I bought more than one.
You could have bought that bigger boat.
Probably.
So. And my wife said, "Why are you buying this?" I got to have this. She said, "Oh, you're going to go to hell." So, well, at least I'll look good when I get there.
Yes, he will.
And then I said, shirt.
If the money actually goes to Nelson Mandela, or if he made them himself, then he doesn't go to hell. That's the dispensation.
No, I don't think it goes to Mandela. It's just his, I mean, I don't know what their arrangement is. I just think she's the lady who designs all the shirts.
And makes a lot of money off of it.
And makes a lot of stupid Americans like me who spend all this money
I guess so.
On these shirts.
So here you're talking about whether or not pink is okay. I'm sitting in white pants right now in a chartreuse.
People in Africa loved it.
Did they?
The shirt? Your shirt?
I'd pull out my jacket and say, "You like my Mandela shirt?"
And they loved
go
it.
Nuts.
Embrace you as one of their own.
That's right. Puerto Rican African.
Wear pink.
Yes.
Wear it for crying out loud. And if the guy is, well, I'm just, it'll make me look gay. No, you are gay. You don't
it's
need
a really
a
big
shirt.
Thing for some men.
So this is
it
her
really
question.
Is.
She wanted to know.
That was her question. She wanted to know.
I love this lady.
She wanted to know, does Mark think that real men wear pink?
Does Mark think this?
Yes.
Oh, that's why you said it was more of a
Ross
question.
I said Ross question, but I wanted to know, does Mark
Mark's
think?
Mark's clueless.
I think anybody can wear whatever color they want.
If you're strong and confident, you can.
Well, but see, that's the thing. It all goes back to this kind of homophobic mentality.
Look, I've been known to wear women's underwear.
This is
yes,
so
you
true.
Haven't.
You have to read chapter one of my book.
Walking around in women's underwear.
I explain it in context.
Yes, you do.
There's a context to this, people. I'm not a pervert.
No,
but,
he is
anyway.
Not.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that all men are comfortable in it, but hey,
well,
that's their deal.
That's why, though. It's a mindset, and it's just absolutely it's
okay, but
foolish.
Here's the thing, that you shouldn't wear a pink shirt with skinny pants.
Who
I'm
said?
Sorry, no men should wear skinny
no
pants.
No man should wear skinny pants anyways.
No men wearing those. You know what I'm talking about, the skinny pants? The little tight down to the ankle jeans? The skinny pants?
Smuggling grapes, are you there, lad?
That they're just a half step up from tights?
I had like two walruses trying to... battle it out.
Yeah, there's some things that men shouldn't wear. I mean, I know lots of guys who wear them, and if they're the artsy fartsy fashionable ones, but in general, nope, men shouldn't wear skinny jeans.
Nope.
Huh.
Especially if you're not skinny.
I'm pro pink.
Yeah, I'm not terribly skinny in the first place.
Nope.
No,
you would
we'd
not
have
be
to
a skinny
paint
jean.
Them on,
no,
I think.
You would not be a skinny jean candidate.
Spray me. I'm not that fat.
You take a pair of regular straight, you know.
Hey, we love you guys.
Lines.
Be safe. Don't blow yourselves up 4th of July. See you live on Tuesday.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.